than the other house. Okay, one is built out and was sworn the same day. He was an excellent man. Bill Johnson and Clarence Larson are quite devoted to the administration, so we've got a working majority on there. But you'll have a vacancy to fill this year.
We will have one this year to fill.
Yes, sir.
What's the term?
It's 5-year term. They rotate out 1 year. I've talked to Fred Mallory a bit about that.
Yeah.
That's not a bad idea, is it?
No, really, if you could find one, it'd be very helpful. Would you mind looking at this?
Sir,
you could find a good nuclear scientist. I mean, I don't want any woman just because she's a woman. But if you could look around even through your own shop, an outstanding woman, I don't think it's anybody know we put it in the woman in the council of the district advisors.
Genuine fear.
Is that something the French want from us? gaseous diffusion technology.
Something now about the thing to go. They didn't mention it. The French didn't raise it. They thought they might.
Go ahead. They have wanted in the past to have gaseous diffusion technology. They're extremely concerned about the centrifuge technology because they're fearful that the Germans may get it.
That's it.
And they fear that the Germans might use that to roll some of their own weapons. Let me ask you while you're here. We used to talk a lot in the old days about your predecessor, Seabird, who was a guy before me.
John Cone.
About plowshare. Everybody's talking about how we're going to make these harbors and dig Panama canals and all the rest. What happened to all that? That's number two. Everybody too afraid of being irradiated to death?
That's the basic problem, Mr. President.
Are we finished with the program?
No, sir. We are, I think, on the verge of a major production effort in terms of natural gas. There's 317 trillion cubic feet of natural gas on the
plane. I heard about this 10 years ago in that room, and I think what it involved is that there's a hell of a lot down there. You put one of these damn things down there, and you break open a whole area,
right?
And up comes the gas. Now, why in the hell haven't we done it by now? What in the world has been happening?
Mr. President, our problem right now is the public concern over the environment and the limitations.
Yeah, but for God's sake, you're going to do this under the ground, aren't you?
Well,
you think there would be some tritium in the gas that would be... Was that going to hurt anybody?
No, sir. No, sir, but there...
Unbelievable.
Frankie, Australian deal was on that harbor construction job. Was just about to sign on the dotted line.
Now, let me candid. Yeah, but listen, on this, I'm for plowshare, you understand? So let's just not... Well, I hope we can get by the environmental thing, but I really feel strongly that there it'll be better, because I think our Russian friends,
well, they're doing a number of things in this area.
Are they?
Yes, sir.
Like what?
Well, they have been creating reservoirs through nuclear detonations, and that's water storage.
Think of that. Think what we could do. Hell, we could change the geography.
Yes, sir.
Knock down some mountains.
On the excavation shots, the judgment of the Undersecretary's Committee has been that the excavation shots might be in violation of the Non-Proliferation Treaty.
All right, well then don't do those. But you sure get the natural gas.
The underground detonations, now we would like to move ahead in this area, and it means about $12 billion of revenues for the federal government.
Because we won't be importing it from Algeria.
Tommy, who is... Where is the project, and who do you have to get approval from to do that?
You have to take that up to the committee and all that business.
Yes, sir. Right now we have...
Can't you have a test?
Well, the problem is that we've been operating in the state of Colorado. And the Governor Love is having some problems out there with his environmentalists. What we're planning to do is to go into Wyoming, which has more than half of this gas.
Right, and that halfway is strong, man.
Right,
but don't go to hell.
Well, the advantage, of course, is you get away from an urban area like Denver, and you get away from most of your criticism.
You mean you could really discover a whole lot?
Sir, it's there. It means, for example, just for the state of Wyoming, at present tax rates, about $7.5 billion in revenue. I told that to Senator Hansen the other day, and he was overjoyed, to say the least.
When are we going to do it?
We will have a shot this sometime this summer, but we are planning a shot out there. Now, we can build up the program, but I wanted to talk to Senator Halleck and to the people in the White House to see whether this would damage the electoral prospects out there.
Yeah. I agree. Let me put the save that one right after the election.
Yes.
Let's don't have a big environmental issue. It's the day after the election, get going. Quit screwing around.
Yes, sir.
We need to do it. Have them ready. We've got to get away from this terrible fright about, I mean, like that damn chink guy was in Alaska, you know, in the Emperor. All these little kids carrying signs. sure that we get whatever foreign exchange is available and that other countries do not.
The main person here to follow up with this comment is Sir Diodine. It has to be the owner, not Peterson, who will be in commerce. So would you, through Conley, here at the White House on that sort of thing, the man who worked at this plant?
Yes, sir.
Because Pete now is going to take over the Pete Peterson job. But Pete, but Flanagan has got to cut Conley on every bit all the way. This is very important, and I would hope we would.
As a matter of fact, there's just enough foreign exchange to maintain the U.S. military presence overseas.
By 1980,
yes, sir. We're spending about $3 billion a year.
I think it's great. Let me say this, are there any other fields that are lying unexplored out here? For example, how far away are we? Well, of course, you've got your breeder reactor now, certainly, right? What about the fusion business that they've talked about?
We're doing
better going as far on that as we can.
Not as far as we can, but we have a major
change work on.
Yes, sir, I would say so.
And it's pushing hard.
The money we've put into laser fusion this year will provide us with a major emphasis to that program.
And once again, I see it as your main thing to do, is to be very sure that in your space of 5 years in this job, that you don't leave anything unturned to be sure that we, the United States, who first made the breakthrough in this area, remain first. If there are any discoveries, we've got to make
them. Yes, sir.
We've got to do it from the standpoint of national security and personal system. If it doesn't involve war or the possibilities of war from the standpoint of America's competitive position in the world, this nonsense of being afraid to do things because of the environment, afraid to do them because it may make the Russians mad, there's no place in life that's done. Timing, yes, sometimes you wait till after an election so that you don't get people in Colorado mad. And you wait till after a summit, maybe, because you don't want to. So you want to have a provocation and have some bullet to shoot if they don't play. But believe me, your job is to be sure that your scientists get off their dust and they get everything that needs to be done, you know.
Mr. President, they're champing at the bit.
Huh?
They're champing at the bit in the
left. You tell them we're back on them all the way. And then your job also is to be politically smart.
Yes,
and that is talking to the Joint Committee, talking to everybody else. It's all over, by the way. It's from peace. It's just R&D. And, you know, it really doesn't amount to anything. You know what I mean? But just do it. Do everything. You know why you're doing it. You see?